92.7. A Joburg woman who was plagued with suicidal thoughts before being finally diagnosed with depression and anxiety is urging us all to take mental health more seriously. This month, Hot 102.7 News is casting a floodlight on mental health and the resources available to help. Hot 102.7's Tara Penny has more.
The medical term is anhedonia or something, which means no joy. That's the best way that I can explain it, is there is no joy in your life. It's not sadness, it's nothing.
In 2018, Wendy from Northcliffe was diagnosed with major depressive disorder and generalized anxiety disorder.
I was studying part-time while I was working, and I finished my degree after 5 years. I got a bonus and I got a raise in the same week, and I felt nothing. In my head, I thought, this should be a very good day.
And that's when the idea of suicide crept in.
If this is as good as it gets, I don't want it.
In the absence of a diagnosis and treatment, Wendy says there's an overriding question that fills the vacuum.
Maybe today, is it worth sticking around in case tomorrow is maybe fractionally better? And you have that conversation with yourself every day. Every waking moment, these things are in your head.
Eventually, she reached rock bottom.
I had a plan to kill myself. I figured out the logistics. There were one or two things that stopped me. One of them being that I knew the code to my brother's gun safe, but I knew that he wouldn't get over it. And I couldn't do that to him.
She finally confided in her brother.
And he said, Wendy, you know that's not normal. And you need to see a psychiatrist.
And that's when Wendy met the psychiatrist who first saved and then changed her life.
She stood up from her desk and she gave me a hug. And she said, it doesn't have to be like this. And it was such a relief to know that this wasn't how the rest of my life had to look.
Anyone wanting to reach out for help can contact SADAG's 24-hour call centre free of charge. Tara Penny, Hot 102.7 News.
Hot 102.7.